Nolte, Looks Like Ben & Jerry's HQ Sits on Land Stolen from Indians. By John Nolte on July 5, 2023. The insufferable left-wing fascists and anti-Semites known as Ben & Jerry have a headquarters that sits on land that was almost certainly stolen from the Indians. This glorious news comes one day after, on the 4th of July. The insufferable left-wing fascists and anti-Semites known as Ben & Jerry decided to troll America, the most tolerant country in world history, with a nonsense press release headlined, "The U.S. was founded on stolen indigenous land. This July 4th, let's commit to returning it." The left-wing fascists and anti-Semites known as Ben & Jerry then suggest, "Here's why we need to start with Mount Rushmore." The release goes on to whine about how what is now Mount Rushmore was stolen from the Sioux. Undoubtedly by the same federal government Ben & Jerry would like to see control everyone's life. Well, according to a couple of sources, I'd like to amend that press release to say, "Here's why we need to start with Ben & Jerry's Vermont headquarters." Because guess what? The left-wing fascists and anti-Semites known as Ben & Jerry likely built their own headquarters on land stolen from the Indians. "We have concluded that your company's occupation of the Abenaki lands is illegal, and we believe it is wholly inconsistent with the stated values that Ben & Jerry's purports to maintain. Ironically, in July of the last year you announced that you would discontinue the sale of your products in Israel because you object to the Jewish state allegedly occupying Palestinian territories. Ben & Jerry's has never even offered to provide compensation to this indigenous nation in Vermont. Justice, morality and boycotts are not just slogans and anti-Semitic weapons for your food company to point at the Jewish community in Israel. Justice and morality must begin at home." That's part of a letter to Ben & Jerry from more than 1,000 Israeli students and academics associated with Students for Justice in America. The letter goes on to demand that the left-wing imperialists known as Ben & Jerry immediately vacate the stolen land it occupies in South Burlington, Waterbury, and St. Albans and return that stolen land to the Abenaki people. The letter explains that Ben & Jerry's imperialist company has no right to these stolen territories. Legal Insurrection adds that the University of Vermont, which is a mere 3 miles away from Ben & Jerry's Burlington headquarters, has acknowledged this theft. The UVM HESA program acknowledges that the University of Vermont rests upon the traditional territory of the original inhabitants of this land. The Abenaki people, and the state of Vermont now occupies the lands of the Mohican and Penacook tribes. "We acknowledge that indigenous peoples were forced to leave Vermont during the 1600s, and eastern tribes were displaced by colonial expansion." All of which goes to show how stupid this is. When it comes to how the federal government treated the American Indian, I'm second to none in my disgust. The 400-year war for the American West was filled with atrocities on both sides, but America was not a gracious victor, especially when it came to honoring treaties. The American Indians were also the first victims of federal gun control laws. But let's not skirt around the inconvenient fact that the Western European is not responsible for introducing land stealing, slavery, or genocide to North America. Long before Europeans arrived, plenty of indigenous peoples went to war with other indigenous peoples to steal their land and enslave captors. Some tribes completely wiped out other tribes, which is wait for it genocide. So how exactly is this supposed to work? How far back do we go? What if it's discovered that the Sioux stole the land that is now Mount Rushmore? Do we search for the ancestral victims of the Sioux and return Mount Rushmore to them? What if those ancestral victims are sitting on land their ancestors stole from? I think you get my point, and it's a good one. Oh, and what if it's discovered that the Abenaki stole the land the left-wing imperialists known as Ben & Jerry currently occupy? Who do we give all this land to? Eventually all of these dumb reparations demands will lead back to the descendants of Adam and Eve. Well, good news, that's all of us. Ben & Jerry don't care about these facts or complications. Their job, just like the wealthy crybabies who continue to complain about slavery, is to pick the scab so our country can never heal. Ben & Jerry don't care about the American Indian. All they care about is their agenda, which is to tear down Western civilization, form a centralized government, and rule over people while they live in their mansions and eat cake.